DW Africa Link. Hello and welcome to DW's special podcast on coronavirus. I'm Isaac Mugabe. The coronavirus is not only a public health emergency, but also poses a major threat to the world's economy. Already, it has caused global stock markets to crash, raising fears of a recession. So far, Africa has escaped the scale of infections, as we have seen in other parts of the world. But does that mean it will also escape the economic consequences of the pandemic? Well, the answer is no. In this episode, we are going to hear how economies in sub-Saharan Africa are dealing with the pandemic. Later on, a senior official from the World Bank will also tell us the various ways his institution is helping Africa.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings.
Welcome once again, and in the pod today, we've lined up the latest developments on how coronavirus has affected economies across Africa. To begin with, African countries trade more with the rest of the world than they do with each other. With closed borders, however, many African economies are expected to slow down. Regional economic blocs have not worked well together to slow down the virus. Instead, some countries have closed off their borders, which has impacted cross-border trade. At a recent virtual ECOWAS Extraordinary Summit, Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo explained why Ghana's borders with its neighbours will remain closed at least for now.
Initially, we banned travellers from the epicentres from coming, and finally, we ended up by locking our borders completely. It has proved to be an important tool for us because it's prevented a lot of people who were infected from coming into the country. We saw this where we quarantined all the travelers who came at the time of the closure of our borders. Finally, I think it is very, very important that we tailor a specifically Ghanaian African response to the handling of this pandemic, and not necessarily copy blindly the methods and that are being adopted in countries to the north of us and elsewhere.
That was Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo. In East Africa, Uganda and Rwanda have closed their borders to Tanzanian truck drivers who they accuse of bringing the virus into their countries. This has led to a standoff when Tanzanian truck drivers stopped trucks coming from Rwanda. Zilia Frolish has more.
In one of the videos that are making rounds on social media platforms, a Rwandan driver is ordered to drive back and leave Tanzania immediately.
Since Rwandans said that we Tanzanian drivers have the virus, why do they come into our country? Today, Tanzanian drivers here are protesting. Rwandan truck drivers should stay inside their country and leave us with our virus. This is the situation here in the town of Benako, Ngara, Tanzania.
Such reactions are in retaliation to Rwanda's measures that oblige Tanzanian truckers to drive up to the border post, where they hand them over to their Rwandan counterparts, who take the goods up to their final destination. Uwamariya Rosine, Commissioner for Customs in Rwanda, explains more on.
As you know very well, the whole world is concerned about COVID-19. That's why the government decided to clear goods entering the country from border points. This is in a bid to stem the spread of the virus instead of continuing to Kigali. So they get all the services here instead of driving all the way to Kigali.
Let's spread our wings for a while to the south in southern Africa, where coordination to slow down the spread of COVID-19 has been moving at snail's pace, which has also hindered trade among countries that form the Southern African Development Community, SADC. In an unprecedented move, South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa commissioned a Zimbabwean businessman, Strike Masiwa, to supply personal protective equipment across the whole region.
We have the capability of doing something for our own region so that we know what each of us are doing on an ongoing basis so that we can share information almost in a real-time basis. This is an important area and also should include being able, even at our level as heads of state.
That was South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. The World Bank has released its biannual report, Africa's Pulse, the economic impact of COVID-19 in Africa. But how bad will it affect the continent? And what could Africa's youth do to turn the crisis into a blessing? DW's Eddie Maker Jr. spoke to the World Bank's chief economist for Africa, Albert Sufak.
What exactly does it mean to the young African when we talk about recession?
Consumption will decline because your income, what they take home, will be reduced. And on top of it, you will have inflation, rising prices affecting your purchasing power.
That doesn't sound good at all. Many are already feeling the economic impact of COVID-19 on the continent. Let's go talk to some of them so they share, well, that's exactly what they're going through.
It's affecting me a lot. During that time, I used to pay my house rent, I pay my food because I'm a single mom. So I supposed to take care of my family, but now I'm not paying anything. I'm so sad.
Customers no longer come as they used to come. They no longer buy in bulks. Stocks are dead. You can't manage to offer meals on our tables. It's very difficult for us.
What exactly is your organization's role in helping the continent of Africa deal with this recession?
The World Bank has been working with countries to implement cash transfers in countries that do implement those, because as you go into confinement, your income will collapse or be significantly reduced, and you may need some support from the government. We're working with African governments to support the people on that front. And the third thing we are doing is to mobilize the global community to advocate for debt relief for African countries.
Well, that's all we had for you this week in the special podcast, COVID-19. Remember to stay safe. On behalf of all the contributors to this podcast, I'm Isaac Mugabe, wishing you the best.